This is the first day in the season of Lent, Ash Wednesday. The scripture reading for today is from Joel chapter 2, verses 12 through 14. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart, and not your garment. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger and abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. To rend means to open up or tear open. As we're initiated into the season of Lent, we begin by opening ourselves up. As this passage says, this is the call to rend your heart. How do you feel about the reality that God wants you to expose what is in your heart, to rend your heart open? What do you think God will find? Spend some time. Open your heart to God and pay attention to what comes to mind, thoughts and feelings and memories that are exposed to God. Listen again to the scripture reading for today. Even now, declares the Lord, return to me with all your heart, with fasting and weeping and mourning. Rend your heart and not your garments. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and compassionate, slow to anger, abounding in love, and he relents from sending calamity. Who knows? He may turn and relent and leave behind a blessing. Grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. It is only after we have rend open our hearts that we can discover whether or not God is gracious, if God really is slow to anger, abounding in love. How do you feel about the claim that after you've been exposed to God, what's really in your heart, that you then can know of God's abundant love for you? Take some time, and now that your heart's been opened to God, listen to God's love for you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.